Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. And here we are, the last day of October. And I hope it's been a good month for you. It's sure been a great month for us here at Bible Baptist Church. And now we're looking forward to turning the calendar and heading into November. And November is such a great month. And of course, Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays and a time to give thanks to the Lord for His goodness to us. And make it a whole month of Thanksgiving, will you? Give it 30 days of being grateful and thankful to God for His goodness. Now, if your Bible's nearby, why don't you go to John chapter 3. John chapter 3, here's where Nicodemus comes to Jesus by night. And the Bible says here in verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. There's a new pseudoscience, I don't know if you've heard of this or not, that says that the birth, your birth event can affect your whole life. They say if it was a rapid delivery, then they'll say you'll be rushing into things in your life. If you experience false labor, you'll have many false starts in life. They say if you were delivered by cesarean section, well, you'll be relaxed and very placid in your life. They say that even those problems can be corrected by going through a routine in which you crouch in the fetal position and imagine yourself being born again. Now, I don't know about all that, and I'm not sure very many people take that very seriously. But I know what you can take seriously, my friend, and that is the fact that to be born again in the Bible way will affect your whole life. It's nighttime. Supper is ended. People are retiring for the evening. But one man's not resting. In fact, he's very restless. He's pacing back and forth in his home. And his wife, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? I've never seen you this nervous or upset. Nothing. Nothing's wrong. Maybe a walk will do me some good. He begins to walk up and down the street. And he thinks to himself, why don't I go see him? Now it's dark. Most people are in bed or in their houses. I can do it secretly. No one will see me. No one will know. I know where he's staying. But I'm a religious leader. I'm a Pharisee. I'm a member of the Sanhedrin. But how can he do the miracles if God was not with him? I'll be ruined if I'm seen. I can lose everything. But I must go. I cannot rest. What about eternal life? What about heaven? The leaders say we should keep the law, but they don't keep it. None of us do. Or can we keep it? Can anybody know they're really going to heaven? Can anyone be certain of seeing the kingdom of God? Before he knows it, he's at the door where Jesus is staying. Jesus invites him in, and he tells Jesus, I know you're a teacher come from God. No one can work the miracles that you do except God be with him. And Jesus said, Nicodemus, you must be born again, or you'll never see the kingdom of God. You'll never see heaven. What? Is he crazy? Do you mean go back into my mother's womb and be born a second time? No, he said. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. You see, you must be born again. That what Jesus said to Nicodemus is what he says to you and me today. Nicodemus was religious, but he had to be born again. He was a leader, but he had to be born again. He was a student of the Old Testament scriptures, but he had to be born again. He was a ruler of the Jews, but he had to be born again. You must be born again. There is no option. If you want to see heaven, you must be born again. You may be moral, You may go to church. You may be religious. You may practice rituals and sacraments. You may be good. You may try to keep the Ten Commandments. But if you're going to go to heaven, if you're going to see the kingdom of God, you must be born again. He didn't say you must become a Baptist, or you must become a Catholic, or you must become a Lutheran, or you must become a Methodist. No, he said you must be born again. Now, the question begs us then, why must we be born again? Because in our physical birth, we're all born sinners. We are not a sinner based upon what we do, but based upon what we are. We are sinners. Nobody has to teach their children to do wrong. Did you have to teach your child to be selfish? No. Did you have to teach your child to be deceitful? No. Adam sinned, and it plunged the entire human race into sin. For as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So by one birth, a physical birth, we are all sinners, guilty before God. And we owe a debt for that sin. The wages of sin is death. I must die. And death means separation. I'll be separated from God in hell to pay for my sins. That's called the second death in the Bible. It's a physical death, but it's also a spiritual death. That's why God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross and pay our sin debt for us. And when I accept Christ as my Savior and his death on the cross as the payment for my sin, I'm born again spiritually into God's family. Every person needs to be born again, or they'll die and go to hell to pay for their sin. Every church member needs to be born again. Every moral person needs to be born again. Every upright person needs to be born again. Every rich person needs to be born again. Every poor person needs to be born again. Every educated person needs to be born again. Every uneducated person needs to be born again. One birth will not do. You must be born again. You need a second birth. Every teenager needs to be born again. Every young adult needs to be born again. Every mother needs to be born again. Every dad needs to be born again. Every grandparent needs to be born again. Do you know that you've been born again? There's this chorus we used to sing as teenagers. Do you know that you've been born again? Do you know that you've been born again? Does the Spirit dwell within, bearing witness that you've been cleansed from every sin and stain? Are you ready if the Lord should come, or today your soul should claim? Can you face eternal years free from doubt and dread and fears? Do you know that you've been born again? You see, there's no other choice, my friend. Jesus used that word must. It's a necessity. There's no other way. I'm telling you today, you don't need a new leaf, you need a new birth. You don't need a new religion, you need to be born again. You may say, I have my religion. Well, I'm saying you better have Jesus or you're not going to see heaven. Jesus explained that new birth to Nicodemus. He used that Old Testament story about a serpent lifted up on the pole. And if the people just look and live. And Jesus said, I'll be lifted up, not on a pole, but on a cross. And if you look to me and believe that I'm dying for your sins, that I'm your substitute, that I'm dying in your place, if you look to me, if you'll trust me, you can be born again. And then Jesus told Nicodemus, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You believe on Jesus, you trust him alone as your Savior, plus nothing, minus nothing, and you are a child of God. The Bible says in Galatians 3 and verse 26, for ye are all the children of God. Oh, people say that all the time, don't they? But that verse doesn't end there. It says you're all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. Remember a fellow who used to, one who started us on the radio, a fellow named Gary Meeks. Gary's in heaven now. But someone gave him a This Was Your Life track. And he read that track and realized he had to be born again. And he bowed his head and received Christ. And then he was angry. Why was he angry? Because he said, I spent 17 years in the United Methodist Church and they never told me that I must be born again. A 12-year-old boy became a Christian during revival. The next week at school, his friends questioned him about the experience. Did you see a vision? Ask one friend, no. Did you hear God speak? Ask another. And the youngster said no to all those questions. They said, well, then how do you know you were saved? And the boy finally said, well, it's like when you catch a fish. You can't see the fish. You can't hear the fish. You just feel them tugging on your line. And I just felt God tugging on my heart. Oh, my friend, that's salvation. Listen, to the Philippian jailer, it was believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. They believed and were baptized, showing their faith in Christ. Do you feel that tugging at your heart? That's God, my friend. Respond to him. He's telling you, you must be born again. George Whitefield, great evangelist of the Great Awakening years in America, preached 3,000 times the message, you must be born again. A newspaper man asked him one time, why have you preached, you must be born again, over 3,000 times? And Whitefield looked at him and said, because ye must be born again. Now I'm going to tell you a testimony of one who was born again. He's in heaven now as well. Charles Colson. He was one of Richard Nixon's top aides in the White House. In fact, he was the attorney right next to the presidential office. In 1974, he pleaded guilty to a Watergate-related charge. Mike Wallace was interviewing him, and he said, Chuck, how do you look back now on Watergate? And maybe if you saw the program, 60 Minutes, you'll remember his response. He said, Mike, I thank God for Watergate. And Chuck Colson said, Mike Wallace looked at me with a startled expression, but I told him I learned the greatest lessons of my life, that the teachings of Jesus are true. He who seeks to save his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake shall find it. Strange sayings, lose your life for my sake in order to find it. But Charles Colson went on to say, I have to tell you good people tonight that if my life stands for anything, it's the truth of what Jesus taught his disciples. He that seeks to save his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake shall find it. The war was over, and I came back to law school at night and earned the doctorate of law. I can remember thinking this is where I'll find my security, my meaning, and my purpose. In a law degree. I started a law firm and was very successful, and it grew. I got into politics and became the youngest administrative assistant in the United States Senate. I can remember thinking, I'll find my meaning and purpose in the law and politics. I climbed the ladder. The law firm grew and was successful. And at age 39, the President of the United States asked me to come and serve as his special counsel. Now, the White House works just like it does for those of you in business. When I went to the White House to get an office, way down the hall from the president, and then you move yourself closer and closer and closer. Well, I ended up in the office immediately next to the president of the United States. I can remember one day looking out over the South Lawn and thinking to myself, my father was right, who used to tell me in the Depression years that if you work hard, put your mind to something, you can really go for it. It's the American dream. You can succeed. And now here I am sitting in the office next to the president of the United States, one of the most powerful positions in the world. Limousines waiting outside for me, admirals and generals saluting. Everything a person could want, and curiously enough, that was the first time in my life I felt empty inside. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you more about Chuck Colson's story, but you're going to have to come back tomorrow, okay? And let's finish his testimony about how the Lord brought him to be born again. Oh, I hope you'll tune in and listen. This is a tremendous testimony, and I look forward to sharing with you on the broadcast tomorrow. Of course, that'll be Wednesday, and that'll be church night, and we'll say more about the midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio. The joy of serving Jesus.
Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.